This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch will visit Dallas today to launch National Community Policing Week. It's a nationwide effort to promote dialogue and cooperation between citizens and law enforcement. In Dallas, Lynch will take part in a youth forum with students and officer cadets, and she'll join the mayor for tomorrow's National Night Out event with Dallas Police. The Attorney General's visit will also include a roundtable discussion with police chiefs and meetings with the families of Dallas officers killed in a police ambush July 7th. Another effort to promote safe interactions between police and civilians is expected to be on the agenda for January's legislative session. State Senator John Whitmire of Houston is proposing a bill to teach Texas ninth graders how to properly interact with police when they're stopped for traffic violations or detained. Though law enforcement will get some retraining, the Democrat from Houston City also wants teenagers to get their own training before they begin driving.
Obviously, we're working on law enforcement. They're getting a lot of focus on de-escalation of involvement with citizens. You know, they got a tough job, and I think there's a lot of focus on the officers and their best practices, but we've got to work on our young people. And, you know, what you do with your hands, it ought to be yes sir, no sir. And then if you have a officer that you believe is acting improper, you don't confront the officer on the street. You do it in an administrative office the next day.
Now, if the bill passes, the lessons would be mandatory for ninth graders, and the State Board of Education would establish rules for the curriculum. Illinois passed a similar law in August that requires students enrolled in driver's ed to learn how to respond if they're pulled over. We examine common health issues each week in our series Vital Signs. The weather may be cooling down, but some still prefer to turn up the heat to practice yoga. Hot yoga has grown in popularity over the years, but exercising in a hot environment can be dangerous if you're not careful. I talked about this with Andrew Cunha, a physical therapist with Parkland Hospital. Just what is sweat?
So sweating is the way that we cool our bodies down. When we do activities, our core temperature goes up. So what the body does is it pushes fluid to the surface of the skin. That fluid evaporates and that cools our body down.
Is it necessary to sweat regularly?
It is, because again, you want to maintain a normal temperature within your body. So as the temperature rises with what we do during the day or any type of workout or activity, we need to cool it back down. But the body will do it naturally when it needs it.
But for those people who are very much into physical fitness, the ones who say, well, if you're not breaking a sweat, you haven't done anything.
Not necessarily. If you're working out in an air-conditioned room, your body is going to maintain a cooler temperature. Mm-hmm. But if you're working out in a hot environment or something like that, your core temperature is going to rise faster. So you might do the same workout, but sweat less in one temperature and sweat more in another.
Okay. But since the body is going to perspire when it normally needs to, then what is the purpose of hot yoga?
Hot yoga is your traditional yoga, stretching, meditating, holding positions in a temperature-controlled environment, which is roughly 90 to 105 degrees mm-hmm. and about 40% humidity. And you do the same yoga poses that you wouldn't do normally in that environment. The causes for that are some people, again, they think that by being in that hot environment, more sweating, some of the benefits from sweating are it can increase your cardiovascular output because it's going to put a little bit more strain on the system. It's going to make your heart beat a little faster and maybe increase some calorie burn.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a lot of sweating can help with cleansing your pores. It can help with your skin. And there's even some studies that show that a lot of sweating can actually help fight off some different bacterias because our body does emit a little bit of antimicrobials when we sweat, and that helps keep germs away.
You talked about the benefits of something like hot yoga. What would be the downside of it?
That temperature alone is going to put a higher stress on the system. It's not what we would recommend for people with heart conditions. It's going to stress the cardiovascular system, so it's going to cause a little more strain on that. If you already have things like high blood pressure, high heart rate, things like that, it's going to stress that even more. And so that could put you at risk for potential heart attack, or just exacerbating those symptoms and causing some problems.
After you've completed a hot yoga session, I would imagine it's very important to hydrate pretty soon after.
Definitely. It's important to hydrate after as well as before. If you know you're going to go into a hot yoga type session, mm-hmm. It's very important that leading into that, you drink lots of fluid and kind of prepare your body, get ready for that activity. So you have a lot of fluids in you. So when you're sweating, you don't lose too much. But then exactly once you get out, you want to make sure that you do rehydrate.
And is it important what choice you make?
Water is always a great thing. It is okay to use things like Gatorade, Powerade, those electrolyte replenishers, mm-hmm. Because you are losing a lot of that when you sweat. But there's always the good go-to of water.
Would it be wise to do the same thing if you're just going to sit in the sauna, for instance?
Definitely. Due to the heat, it's that strain and stress. So you want to make sure that, again, your body's prepared for that. Increase a lot of fluids. That's going to help you increase the amount that you sweat. And it's also going to help you feel hydrated afterwards when you get out.
Same thing, steam rooms, hot tubs?
Same thing.
Can you lose too much sweat?
You can get dehydrated. It's the exertion from your body. You sweat a lot. If you don't have those fluids going in, it's just depleting what you have, and it can definitely dehydrate you.
Andrew Cunha, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
Andrew Cunha is a physical therapist with Parkland Hospital System. And finally, the new Selena makeup collection should be easier to buy online today. Now, that should ease frustrations for fans of the late Tejano singer. They complained on social media after the MAC Cosmetics website displayed error messages when they tried to complete their purchases Saturday night. MAC said the products were sold out. Several major retailers will offer the makeup line on their websites today. The products will debut in stores Thursday. In the forecast, sunny skies, a high of 88 expected today, overnight low 65. It's 67 degrees now in Dallas, 66 in Fort Worth.